marker's about gone. I'm not sure you could tell what it says, but it says truth or lies. And I'm thinking this morning about some things I feel like the Lord's been dealing with me about. You know, the scripture tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. And, you know, truth is quite a thing. In today's world, it seems like not everyone even understands what the word truth means. Pilate asked Jesus, he said, "What is truth?" And he never waited to hear the answer. He turned around and went out. And, you know, I think about the value of truth and what it means in our life. And I want to just bring out some thoughts about buying the truth and not selling it. And not accepting the devil's lies. Now, I know this can go a lot of different places this morning. This is, the scripture says in John 8 and 32, it says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And so I want to think a little bit about what truth means, and that being in opposition to lies. You know, the enemy is full of lies. He's just full of lies. He's the father of lies, Jesus said. And so, we know there's a great difference between what truth does and what lies do. You know that when people are snookered by the devil, they're taken captive by him, and bondage comes from that. But the truth will set us free. The truth will set us free in so many ways. And I looked up this word. We mentioned the scripture that was in Proverbs 23 and 23 about buy the truth and sell it not. And it goes on also wisdom and instruction and understanding in that scripture. But that Strong says, figuratively, certainty, truth, trustworthiness, assured, establishment, faithful, right, sure, true, verity. And Webster's 1828 says of truth, it says conformity to fact or reality. Exact accordance with that which is or has been or shall be. The truth of history constitutes its whole value. We rely on the truth of the scriptural prophecies. And so this morning, I just want us to think a little bit about valuing truth. Those things that God has given us, those are valuable. It's something for us to hang on to and not let go. I was thinking about the scriptures that Jesus said in John 8 and 44. We're right there already. It says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." And then in John 10 and 10, we know, I'm bouncing around quite a bit here, but in John 10 and 10, it says the thief, we all know that scripture real well, don't we? "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And so this morning, you know, I want to just make us a little more aware that the thief comes. And who is the thief? Satan is a thief, isn't he? And he comes to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. That's what he comes to do. Jesus said, the truth will make you free. That's quite different than what Satan does. And I want to read to us a little account that we all have heard, probably, every one of us, a lot of times. In Genesis 3 and 1, we have an account of, I guess, the first time on record that we have of this kind of activity going on. Satan propagating his lies and somebody listening. And so it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Now, I want to ask you what the first mistake here seems to me that Eve made was. She just got in a conversation with the evil one. With the one that wanted to steal from her, kill her, and destroy her. That's the first thing she messed up there. And so he's pretty wily. He's more subtle than anything else ever made. Or wherever he came from. "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Now, what do you think of that? He says here, you won't die. You're not going to die. I can see him putting pressure on her as if, "You're foolish. You're stupid. You mean you believe that? Why, God knows that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes are going to be opened and you're going to be as gods, knowing good and evil." And so she bought into that lie. And she saw that. And it says, listen to what her response was. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise," she started taking all this in, didn't she? And you know what I thought of when I was reading the scripture? I thought of sometimes our dear college students. When they go out, and they think, surely, I will be wise. My understanding is going to be opened. The world lies before me. And you know, when they buy into that lie, something in my heart wants to die. I just think, no, don't believe that lie. You don't understand what you're believing. You know, Eve didn't understand what she was believing. But God had specifically told her, and that was her safety chain. She should have hung on to what God said. That was truth. The truth will make you free. She was free. She had everything. What more could Eve have wanted than what she had? I think nothing. And so here she was in this situation. And she got into a conversation with Satan. And pretty soon she got to looking at this tree that God said, God has said, "Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die." That's what our version says. You know, this morning, it's way better to believe God. I wonder what things would have been like in Eve and Adam's life if she would have just accepted what God said. God said it. He made it. He's been here with us. And I believe it. And I'm going to live by it. And I'm not even going to buy that tree. I'm not going to go by that. I'm going to go around that tree. You know, it's in the midst of the garden. That's the way it is sometimes, isn't it? It's right there. And sometimes we have to start kind of swinging a wide ring around it, don't we? You know what Satan desires to bind, to steal, to kill, and to destroy? And this woman took to that. And she believed, "I will be wise. My life is going to be better yet." I don't know what she could have thought she would have been better other than be as gods. somehow we're going to be greater than this even. And she had the Garden of Eden. And she had everything. What more could she have had? So it's not that we don't have enough, folks. We all have enough. But when we get into it with Satan, he begins to tell us many lies. He begins to tell us things that will begin to make in our mind, I don't think I'll follow God in this. I want to tell you, whatever we get into, we will do best to search out the mind of God and to follow Him. And I believe if we'll do that, we'll be free this morning. No, be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So this morning, we find this happens over and over. And when I see this begin to happen, I realize somebody's going to get hurt. This woman didn't know that a few short days down the road, she was going to have two boys and one of them was going to kill the other because of this deed she did. She opened the door to it. That's how it got in. That's how it came in. Do you know many times Satan comes along to us and maybe we'll think down, oh yeah, this might cost me something. Folks, listen. We don't know what it'll cost us. This opened the door to eternal suffering for mankind. This opened the door for so much that Eve didn't know. And so I want us to keep that in mind this morning, that these doors swing open, folks, and they can be bad. And so this morning I want to encourage us to buy the truth. And accept it. And take it into our hearts. And don't let it go. In John 18. We read here what Pilate. What we quoted Pilate as saying. John 18 and 37. It says here. Pilate therefore said unto him. Art thou a king then? Jesus answered. Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Now wait a minute. Is there a truth? Is there truth, or is there just everything subjective to whatever everybody thinks? There's what, thousands maybe of religions? I don't know how many there are. There's hundreds and hundreds of Christian type religions and little, you know, how do you ever listen? Jesus said here, to this end was I born, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And so this morning, let's don't feel like everything, just because somebody has a valid point, don't make it truth. You know, Satan, Eve thought he had a valid point, but it ruined her whole life. And so this morning, we read on here, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto him, I find in him no fault at all. So Pilate, he didn't wait for the answer. But you know, the truth is that Jesus is not just a good man. Folks, in the world today, you would not, maybe you would, some of you, but it is unbelievable how many people just believe, well, you know, Jesus, yeah, he was a good man. He was a prophet, maybe. But what do we know? He's the Son of God. He's the only way whereby men might be saved is through the name of Jesus and believing on into that. And you know, Jesus is the King. He has dominion over all things. He has dominion even over sin. And do you know this morning, we don't want to be snookered out of that. Do you know that that the great error, one of the great errors of today, is that Christ is just a prophet and Christianity is just a religion among religions. Now let me ask you something. If you were the evil one, if you were wicked, why would you propagate this? Well, because there's not salvation in any other name. And folks, I know that seems kind of basic there, but I just want to bring that to light to say there is a truth in the Lord that is true. And we'll bring some other things out about the some of this morning, some of the great error. Must we sin? It's everywhere, isn't it? And so they have every kind of excuse, and if you get into conversation with them, they have a lot of things to say, don't they? But I will tell you, the Scripture is full. The Scripture is an easy conversation with that. And so, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. That's 1 John 4 and 1 and 2. Try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. You know, this morning, the Scriptures tell us that there's many spirits that have gone out. And so it says, don't believe them all. We live in a country today, and I love this country. But I will tell you, in this country, sensationalism has replaced the truth. Is that true? When people start propagating the news, do you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to see how many listeners they can get. And whatever they have to do that, and whatever they have to do to propagate their ideas, they do. That's sensationalism. I looked up that word. It says exciting or shocking stories or language at the expense of accuracy in order to provoke public interest or excitement. Jesus said, buy the truth and sell it not. And so this morning I just want to encourage us to get used to the truth. Find the truth. Ferret out the truth. Look at things for what they are and buy the truth. And don't let it go this morning. I was thinking in John 17 and 17, Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so I want to look at a number of things this morning that if Satan can sell us a lie, he'll steal from us important goods this morning. And these are personal truths. I believe in doctrine, and folks, we need that, and we need those truths. But I want to add to some of that this morning, because sometimes the devil defeats us on a personal level. And so I think about the Scripture that tells us, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I'm not going to try to look up every one of these. Maybe I'll just tell you where they are. Philippians 4 and 13. Do you know what Satan will say? I can't. I can't live for the Lord. I can't please God. I can't be a good mother. I can't be a good father. I can't be what I should be. I can't be a good example. Do you know that's a lie of the devil? And I want to encourage us this morning to fight the lies of the devil. Do you know that if the devil can get you to believe that you can't, then you probably won't. If he will get you to believe that you cannot, then he's got you discouraged and you may just throw in the towel and not even try. That's where he's going. Let's see where the devil's lies are and pinpoint him. The truth is, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The truth is that the Lord gives riches. The Scriptures speak of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Do you know that God wants to put that into our soul and into our life? We sang that song we talked about a while ago and hear that great blessed pavilion. Do you know that's truth? That's built on the Word of God and something that we can have in our life. And if we allow the enemy, we'll just dwindle and allow him to steal from us that close walk with the Lord that the Lord wants to give us this morning. And so when Satan comes along to try to tell us those things, listen, stay with the Word of God. I want to read a number of things like that this morning. But first, let's look at these two scriptures before we do. Ephesians 3 and 8 is where I quoted that. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach the gospel, preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. But you drop on down to 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. I want to encourage us this morning to take these kind of scriptures as truth. Unsearchable riches, that I might be filled with the love of God. Filled? You know what filled means? That I might be filled with all the fullness of God. That I might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and comprehend what this is. God wants us to be able to do that, doesn't He, this morning? So let's look to the Lord. You know, I have found that sometimes people get to feeling like God doesn't love me. Do you know that's a lie from Satan that he propagates over and over? I've heard this propagated enough times to make me shudder. God doesn't love me? You know what that means? That means there isn't any hope for me, and I just need to find my own way. That's destroying, isn't it? And so the truth is this, and this is found in, and I want to just bring some of these lies and truths out. The truth is this, 1 Timothy 2 and 3 and 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Now I want to ask you who all is. That's everybody, isn't it? And the Lord wants everybody to be saved. And so when Satan comes along and tells you that, you need to fight back. Don't allow him to give that to you. Don't allow him to tell that to you this morning. You know, another one that he'll tell people, you can't overcome this weakness that you've got. Well, I want to tell you, you can overcome. And we need to know the scriptures that in John 1 and 12 it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to them that believe on his name. Do you know that he has promised to give you and me power? All of us that believe on his name, if we receive him. And so this morning when Satan comes along, and I have found he tells people things that will shock you, the truth will set us free. He tells people all the time, you can sin and get by. It's okay. You can fib here and there. You can do this. You can, just so nobody catches you. I want to tell you something. The scripture says, 1 John 3 and 6, 3 and 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Do you know this morning, the Lord came to destroy the power of sin in our life. And so he said, now if any man does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We can come back to him and say, Lord, I failed you, and I'm sorry, and I want help. And you know what? God will help us with that, won't he? But we don't want to think that we can sin and get by. We don't want to think that it's okay because we felt a strong temptation and gave in this morning. We can't sin and get by. Folks, this purpose, for this very purpose, the Son of God was brought to the earth that he might deliver from sin. And doesn't the scripture say something about he that is free indeed? That's talking about sin, isn't it? You know, I was thinking about children and young people this morning. It's a lie of the devil to say, my parents don't understand. I'm just going to do what I want to anyway. Do you know that's a lie of the devil? That's not what the Lord said. Now, I know that it's not always easy, and sometimes we feel like they don't understand. But I want to tell you, your safety is to buy the truth and not let it go. Whatever the Scriptures give us, hold on to that this morning. The Scriptures in Ephesians 6 and 1 to 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth, that you might have the blessings of the Lord. Do you know that those blessings, those according to the Scriptures, are tied? They're tied to some things, aren't they? And so when we're children, when we're young folks, I want to encourage you to conquer yourself. Bring yourself into subjection, because doing that is more valuable by far and produces in you some qualities that doing what you wanted to do can never do. And so this morning, allow the Lord. See, He's wanting to produce in us riches. He's wanting to produce in you and me some things that make us into people that we wouldn't be otherwise. And so this morning, let the Lord put truth into your life. Let Him speak His word into your life. As we understand the things of God, let's buy it. Let's buy it. Eve bought into the devil's lies, and she paid an awful price. Let's buy into God's truth. The truth will set you free. It'll make your life free. The things that God says to do, if we'll humble ourselves to it, it'll produce in us those qualities and those things that will make our life contented and free this morning. It'll give peace in the soul. You know, I know this is going to sound funny, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm not really the way that I am. I'm not really the way that I'm acting. You know, this morning, the only way that God can work His grace in our lives is for us to be openly honest with the Lord. And in all those things. James 1 and 22 to 24 says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. See, we can deceive our own selves, just like the devil can, can't he? And it says, be hearers, don't be doers of the word, and not only hearers. Don't just hear it. We hear it, it's a good song, it's a good message, it's a good thing. It's right. But then he says, you go put it in your life. And see, when we do that, it begins to produce in us inward beauty. And you know what? When our inward man begins to be built up in the Lord, that's when things can become right. That's when the Lord can begin to work and shine. I was thinking about the pearl and how it's made in an oyster. And, you know, that's made by something wrong. some piece of grain of sand gets in there, or something gets in there and starts irritating, and it causes problems, and so it coats it. And it's still causing problems, and it coats it again. And it still causes problems, and it coats it again. And we're thinking, as a Christian, this problem's got to go. And the Lord's saying, I want to develop in you something that is really valuable. And I'm not going to take away everything that you want taken away. I'm going to allow it because I'm trying to change some things inside of you. And so when we hear that, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, let's realize it's not always the easiest way. But the Lord wants us to take what comes our way and allow God to work with it. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. You know, those things are important to us. We miss so much if we don't go and take God's word and buy the truth and hold on to it and feed from it and use it in our life. Another lie that the devil wants to propagate is, I'm just that way. My family has that tendency. Is that a lie or is that the truth? Well, you might have some family tendencies, right? But do we have to accept that I'm just that way? Or will the Lord truly make out of us a new creature? And put a new bloodline in us? Is that possible? By the grace of God, it is, isn't it? Let's buy into that. So let's don't allow Satan to come along and settle us down right where we're at and begin to destroy and to steal. Because that's what those things do. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's anger and we just get so angry. You know what will happen? If you don't watch it, he'll steal your wife from you. Or your husband. Or you know what? He may steal your children from you through that anger. And so, how would we want to say, I'm just that way, when the grace of God says something different? Therefore, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, this morning, is this a possibility? Oh, it's not only possible, folks. It is the heritage of the people of God to overcome themselves. Well, you don't know what went on in my past. You don't know. It's just the way that I am. It's just the way that my family's always been. You don't understand. You know what? The Lord wants to take us to heaven. But He not only wants to take us to heaven, He wants to change who we are. And it'll change our situation here in this life, won't it? This morning. You know, this one is a big one that people use all the time. Others are to blame for the way I am. You know what, folks? There's people that have been abused, and I know that. And I feel for them because it messes with everything about a person. But I want to tell you something else, folks. If we allow the devil, he'll steal from us the future life God has for us. We must not let it happen. We must not agree with Satan. Satan says, so there's no hope. Well, you know what the Lord says, don't you? So others are to blame for the way I am? The scripture simply says in Romans 14 and 12, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. You know, this morning, we're not going to stand at the judgment and blame anybody else. It's not going to be so. And so when we see these things, Lord, help us to buy the truth and not sell it and not let it go. I want to remind us of what we mentioned a while ago. Accepting something that is not truth is a door to the enemy, whether it's doctrinal or personal. We better hold on to the truths of God's word. We better be careful of what we just say, well, I don't see it that way. I want to tell you something. If it's a lie from Satan, it's a door that he wants to take us through just like he took Eve through. And he wants to steal from us. He wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy our eternal soul. He wants to destroy those that we would have some kind of influence over. Our family, namely, to start with. But you know, this morning, Satan comes to steal and to destroy and all of those things. But the Lord comes to bring life, doesn't he? To bring abundant life. He comes to heal. He comes to heal the brokenhearted. He comes to trade out for things that that when we have ashes, He comes to bring beauty. You believe that this morning? Let's believe it. That's the truth of the Word of God. We can lay hold upon it. We can come to the Lord. Lord, I have ashes. I have troubles. I have needs. I don't understand. And I want to tell you something. God will give us beauty for those ashes. That's the Word. That's the truth of the matter this morning. We can come to Him with our own, all of our troubles, all of our questions, all of our problems, folks. Let's buy the truth. And let's don't let it go. Because Satan wants to steal and kill and destroy. It's mine. I can do with it what I want to. You know what? That's a lie. That's a lie from Satan. We're God's, aren't we? And everything we have is God's. And pretty soon we're going to be out of here and everything's God's, isn't it? We need to reckon with the truth while we're yet here this morning. You know what the scriptures say, Romans 12:1, we're familiar with this, aren't we? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, that's what the Lord is wanting us to do this morning. Just give ourselves completely to Him and recognize this is all God's. And everything we have and all that we are, it's God's. And I only want to know one thing. God, what do you want me to do with it then? What do you want? How do you want me to live? What do you want me to do in my life? What do you want me to do with my time? What do you want me to do with my energy? That's a scary question sometimes, isn't it? Because we kind of like life the way we like it. It's a scary question. It is to somebody that's not used to answering that. But the Lord wants us to answer with one word. Yes. Lord, I only want to do what you want. And that's all. And you know, when we come to that place, folks, I want to tell you, God can work in our life. And God brings beauty. He brings life. The Lord brings freedom. He brings freedom where that in our heart, in our soul, in our life, folks, we're all going to make mistakes. But I want to tell you something. Our heart better be clean. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 is another answer to that. And it says here, I'm in 7. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You know, sometimes, folks, we're human. Sometimes we're a little too human. And we can be selfish, can't we? Well, I want to tell you what the Scripture says about that. 1 Corinthians 1:18. It says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. You know, the cross crosses our flesh. You know, the cross is a place we die to our will and to our desires and our wants this morning. And so the preaching of the cross is foolishness. It's truly foolishness to those that perish. The preaching of the cross, the difference that we are from the world, the way that we look, the way we dress, the way we act, the places we go and don't go. Do you know that's very important to us? It's very important to God. And so we don't want to buy into the lie of the devil that, you know, this is my life and this is mine and I can do what I want. Folks, God has given us that authority over our decisions, but He's also holding us accountable. And if we want to be truly blessed of the Lord, let's just buy the truth and not sell it. I thought about Brother White. Well, I want to finish with the end of that scripture. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And so this morning, the Lord bless us and help us to draw close to Him. Brother White, I remember him telling a little story about when the electric come into the valley or into the mountains there where he lived. And, you know, before that, they didn't have electric. And he said some people would string a wire in there and they'd hang a bulb up in the center of their house. And that's what they had. But he said when electric came to his place, if I remember right, I think he said he bought appliances and he got lights in his rooms and all of that kind of. You know, folks, that's the way we are too. Sometimes we just get a little, we just don't get enough of what God wants us to have. And so don't buy into the lie of the devil that you are poor. Folks, we're not poor if we're saved. Now, we might not have any money, but I will tell you this, we're not poor. You're rich if you are saved. You are rich if you are saved. And I mean rich. And so, and you have a rich inheritance too. And let's think about that. I thought about also a story about, and Rosie was telling me that she had read this or heard this or something. And I don't know anything about this except I'm going to tell you what I heard. Somebody had went on a cruise and, you know, they were eating cheese and crackers and going to save money on this cruise. And come down about the last day or so, they realized all the food comes with it. And here they had been starving along just trying to save. Folks, listen, God has good things for you and me. Let's don't let the devil steal them. I know that the devil will if we will allow him to. We're not sufficient in ourselves, and we know that. Our sufficiency is of God. And we know that God is able, and that's 2 Corinthians 9. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. And so I want to encourage us that we can make it. The riches of God are ours. The Word of God bears that out so many places and in so many ways. We must not allow the enemy to snooker us and take from us this morning. Let's don't allow the enemy to tell us lies that keeps us in bondage or that keeps us in fear or that keeps us under all the time. The Lord don't want His people to be under. He wants our joy to be full. That's what the Scriptures say. That's not always an easy thing. Because sometimes, as Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, there are places and times in our life that are very difficult. But you know what? The Lord doesn't want us to stay there, and He didn't stay there. And you know what? He came out. He was crucified. But He rose. They never... You know, the enemy can never keep us from prospering in the Lord if we will allow God to have His way. Who hath known the mind of Christ? Can we have the mind of Christ? Or is it just, I can't know what God's thinking. Well, maybe we can know what God's thinking. You know what? Maybe God wants to give us His mind about some things. Who hath known the mind of the Lord that He may instruct Him? But we have the mind of Christ. We think we need too much help. We think that I have too many lacks. I have too many needs. I can never. Folks, let's lay hold on the truth of God, on the promises of the Lord, where He tells us, this is 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Let's don't turn back to the beggarly elements of this world, when God has before us those riches that He has promised to give us. Everything, every place that the sole of our foot steps on, if we are led of God, every place He told Joshua that He would give him that place. Do you know this morning, we can set our foot on some things. They're promises from God. They're truths of God. Let's debunk the lies of the devil. And if nothing else, Say, I'm strong. Even if you're weak, even if you feel... Doesn't the scripture say, he that is weak, let him say, I'm strong. Can you say that to yourself? I'm strong. Or out loud. The Lord wants us to know we don't have to be weak. We don't have to falter. We don't have to lose out. We don't have to allow the enemy to steal from us our joys for the rest of our life. Let the weak say, I am strong. Say it in the name of the Lord. I don't believe in this name it and claim it thing, but I believe in that. That's scriptural. We can say, in the name of the Lord. The other day I had something, I was just like, in the name of the Lord. Because I think it was yesterday, and I was trying to figure out what to, and I just didn't know what to say to a situation, nothing to do with this, anything here, but I was just like, what do I do? Lord, I need your help. And you know what? Finally, I just said, in the name of the Lord. And then I just kind of forgot about it. I didn't forget about it totally, but I just rolled it over on the Lord. Lord, you're going to have to help me. And you know what? God did. He gave me what I needed before it was over with. And so this morning, we can do that today. We can live. We can live. We can be free. We can have the good things of God. But we're going to have to lay hold upon those promises. Amen.